You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
When you place God over everything in your life, everything changes. My dear friends, have you ever watched a master craftsman create a stunning piece of furniture? They carefully select the finest wood, meticulously measure and cut each piece, and skillfully assemble them to create a work of art that is both beautiful and functional. Just as a master craftsman places the quality of the materials and the precision of their technique above all else, we must place God above everything in our lives. Today, I want to explore with you what it means to truly make God the master craftsman of our lives, the one who shapes us into his masterpiece, and the one who guides us throughout the intricate details of our journey. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In Proverbs 16, verse 3, we are encouraged to commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. This powerful verse reminds us to entrust every aspect of our lives to God and to seek his guidance in all that we do. Now, let us explore the unshakable foundation. When we place God over everything in our lives, we create an unshakable foundation that can withstand any storm. In Matthew 7, verses 24 to 25, Jesus tells us, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." My friends, when we build our lives on the solid rock of God's word and his unwavering love, we create a foundation that cannot be shaken by the trials and tribulations of this world. We find strength in his presence, comfort in his promises, and hope in his plan for our lives. This unshakable foundation is not just a temporary shelter from life's storms, but a permanent dwelling place where we can grow, thrive, and find true fulfillment. Consider the story of the Apostle Paul, who faced countless hardships and persecutions throughout his ministry. Despite being imprisoned, beaten, and shipwrecked, Paul remained steadfast in his faith, declaring in Romans 8, verses 38 to 39, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul's unwavering commitment to placing God above all else allowed him to endure the most difficult circumstances and emerge victorious in Christ. His example reminds us that when we make God our unshakable foundation, we too can face any challenge with courage and confidence. We can trust that God will never leave us or forsake us, and that His love for us is steadfast and eternal. In times of uncertainty, it is easy to rely on our own understanding and seek security in the things of this world. We may find ourselves trusting in our own abilities, our financial resources, or our relationships with others to provide us with a sense of stability and peace. But as we see in Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Trusting in our own wisdom and understanding can lead us down a path of destruction. But when we place our trust in God and seek His guidance, we can be assured that He will direct our steps and lead us to a life of purpose and fulfillment. We can have confidence that God's plans for us are good and that He is working all things together for our benefit and His glory. My dear friends, I encourage you today to examine your foundation. Is it built on the shifting sands of this world? Or is it firmly rooted in the unshakable love and wisdom of God? Are you relying on your own strength and understanding, or are you trusting in God's infinite power and grace?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Choose to place God over everything, and watch as he transforms your life from the inside out. As you build your life on the solid rock of Christ, you will find that no storm can shake you, no trial can overcome you, and no challenge can defeat you. You will discover a peace that surpasses all understanding, a joy that is not dependent on your circumstances, and a purpose that is greater than yourself. So let us boldly declare, as the psalmist did in Psalm 18, verse 2, saying, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Understand that when we make God our unshakable foundation, we are not just building a temporary shelter, but a fortress that can withstand the fiercest storms of life. This foundation is not made of mere stone or concrete, but of the eternal promises of God, which are more precious than gold and stronger than diamonds. It is a foundation that is anchored deep in the bedrock of God's unfailing love, a love that knows no bounds and never wavers. When we build our lives on this foundation, we can stand firm in the face of adversity, knowing that our hope is not in ourselves or our circumstances, but in the one who holds the whole world in his hands. Let us now explore the transformative power of priorities. When we truly place God over everything in our lives, we experience a profound transformation in our priorities, our perspective, and our purpose. In Matthew 6, verses 33 to 34, Jesus tells us, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." My friends, when we seek God's kingdom and righteousness above all else, we find that our earthly concerns and worries begin to fade into the background. We discover a peace that surpasses all understanding, a joy that is not dependent on our circumstances, and a purpose that is greater than ourselves. This transformation is not a one-time event, but a daily choice to surrender our lives to God and trust in his perfect plan. Consider the story of Mary and Martha in Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. While Martha was distracted by the many tasks of hospitality, Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to his teaching. When Martha complained to Jesus, he gently reminded her that Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. Mary's choice to prioritize her relationship with Jesus over the temporary concerns of this world is a powerful example for us to follow. When we choose to place God over everything, we too can experience the transformative power of his presence in our lives. We begin to see the world through his eyes, to love others with his heart, and to live our lives with a sense of eternal purpose and significance. My friends, in a world that constantly demands our attention and pulls us in countless directions, it can be easy to lose sight of what truly matters. We may find ourselves chasing after success, wealth, or recognition, only to discover that these things leave us feeling empty and unfulfilled. But as we see in Ecclesiastes 2, verse 11, "Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun." My dear friends, I urge you today to reevaluate your priorities. Are you seeking first the kingdom of God? Or are you allowing the cares of this world to distract you from what truly matters? Are you investing your time, your talents, and your resources in the things that will last for eternity? Or are you pursuing fleeting pleasures and temporary gains? My friends, I encourage you to choose to place God over everything and watch as He transforms your priorities, your perspective, and your purpose. And I can assure you this, your life will never be the same. He makes all the good difference in our lives. As you make God your top priority, you will find that everything else falls into place. Your relationships will be strengthened. Your work will have greater meaning, and your life will be filled with a sense of joy and fulfillment that can only come from knowing and serving the Lord. You will discover that God's plans for you are far greater than anything you could imagine, and that His blessings are more abundant than anything you could ever hope for. As we see in Hebrews 12, verse 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And let us trust that, as we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all these things will be added to us, according to His perfect will and purpose for our lives. And now, let us turn our attention to the all-sufficiency or absolute abundance of God. When we place God over everything in our lives, we come to understand that He is truly all-sufficient. In Him, we find everything we need for life and godliness. 2 Peter 1, verse 3, tells us, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. My friends, when we make God our top priority, we discover that He is more than enough to meet our every need and satisfy our deepest longings. We no longer have to look to the things of this world for comfort, security, or fulfillment, because we have found our true source of joy and peace in Christ. Consider the story of the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 17. During a severe famine, God commanded Elijah to go to the brook Cherith, where He had arranged for ravens to bring him bread and meat every morning and evening. Can you imagine, of all the birds, God sent His food with ravens? This unusual provision demonstrates that God can use any means He chooses to care for us. Later, when the brook dried up, God sent Elijah to the widow of Zarephath, who provided for him even though she had only a handful of flour and a little oil. Elijah's story reminds us that God is faithful to provide for His children, even in the most difficult and unlikely circumstances. When we place our trust in Him and seek Him above all else, we can have confidence that He will never leave us or forsake us, and that He will supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. As we see in Philippians 4, verse 19, in a world that is constantly telling us that we need more possessions, more status, more experiences, it can be easy to forget that God is the only true source of satisfaction and fulfillment. We may find ourselves striving to fill the emptiness in our hearts with temporary pleasures and fleeting achievements, only to discover that they leave us feeling more hollow and unfulfilled than ever before. This is why we need to remind ourselves each day that we should put God over everything. As we see in Psalm 16, verse 11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. My dear friends, I urge you today to embrace the all-encompassing nature of God, to trust that He is more than enough to meet your every need, to heal your every wound, and to fill your every longing, to believe that in His presence you will find a fullness of joy that cannot be found anywhere else, and that at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. As you place God over everything in your life, you will discover that He is truly the only source of true and lasting satisfaction. You will find that the more you seek Him, the more He will reveal Himself to you, and the more you will experience the abundance of His love, grace, and provision in your life. So let us declare, as the Apostle Paul did in Philippians 3, verses 8 to 9, "Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Let us count everything else as loss, compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, our Lord, and let us press on to make Him our highest priority and our greatest treasure." My dear friends, I want to remind you that placing God over everything in your life is not a one-time decision, but a daily choice to surrender your will to His and to trust in His perfect plan for your life. It is a choice to build your life on the unshakable foundation of His love and wisdom, to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and to embrace His all-sufficient nature in every area of your life. As you make this choice day by day, moment by moment, you will experience a transformation that can only come from the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through you. You will find that the more you prioritize your relationship with God, the more He will guide your steps, strengthen your faith, and fill you with His peace and joy. So I encourage you today to make the decision to place God over everything in your life, to trust in His goodness, to seek His will above your own, and to surrender your dreams, your plans, and your future into His capable hands. As you do, I believe that you will discover a life of purpose, passion, and fulfillment that you never knew was possible. You will find that God's plans for you are far greater than anything you could ask or imagine, and that His love for you is greater and more intimate than you ever dared to hope. So let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, knowing that He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. May God bless you abundantly as you seek to place Him over everything in your life, and may His love, grace, and peace be with you always. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God and Sovereign Lord, I come before you today with a heart full of thanksgiving and praise. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Creator of all things. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the One who was, who is, and who is to come. You are my shepherd, my healer, my provider, and my sustainer. Your wisdom is unsearchable, and your ways are perfect. You are holy and righteous, full of grace and truth. Lord, you are the source of all life, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Your love is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures through all generations. There is none like you, O Lord, and no one can compare to your greatness and your mighty works. I exalt your holy name, for you alone are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Lord, I thank you for the gift of life, for the breath in my lungs, and for the beating of my heart. I thank you for your provision, your protection, and your unfailing love. I am grateful for your constant presence in my life, and for the hope that I have in Christ. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you, and I ask for your forgiveness. I acknowledge that I have fallen short of your glory, and that I need your grace and mercy in my life. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me. Lord, grant me the wisdom to place you above all else, and to understand how to prioritize you in every aspect of my life. Give me the strength and the courage to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, trusting that you will provide for all my needs. Help me to embrace your abundant provision, knowing that in you I have everything I need for life and godliness. I declare, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I bind every spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief that would try to steal my peace and my joy. I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my mind, my body, and my spirit, and I claim victory through the power of the cross. Lord, I pray for your healing touch in my life. I ask that you would restore what the enemy has stolen, heal what has been broken, and redeem what has been lost. I pray for physical healing, emotional healing, and spiritual healing, trusting that you are the great physician who can make all things new. I pray for your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. I ask that you would surround us with your angels and shield us from every attack of the enemy. I pray that you would guard our hearts and our minds, and that you would keep us safe from all harm and danger. Lord, I pray for all these blessings upon my loved ones. As I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, believing that you are working all things together for our good. We claim victory over every challenge and obstacle that we face, knowing that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Deliver us from all evil and lead us away from temptation. We declare healing over every sickness and disease, and we trust in your power to restore and renew us. We give thanks for your faithfulness, your goodness, and your mercy, and we ask for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Father, we ask that you would pour out your favor and your grace upon us, and that you would give us the desires of our hearts as we delight in you. We pray that you would open doors of opportunity, provide for our needs, and guide us in the path of righteousness. Lord, thank you for teaching us to prioritize you in every area of our lives, understanding that true fulfillment comes from placing you above all else. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.